Getting back into golf isn't the easiest thing in the world. No. Especially if you wake up with a ache in your back, like I did this morning. You have an impulse to skip it today. Oh, I'm just too stiff to play. I know I'm down to play with somebody at 9:45, but you know the way my back is feeling this morning? I think I feel like having the morning off, having the day off. And anyway, the sun is very strong today. Yeah, I don't feel like lathering myself with sun cream. Anyway, I haven't got a golf buggy to play with, so I'm going to have to walk the course, and that's all a bit hard. And I don't know these people I'm playing with anyway, and they probably won't talk to me. And it'll just... And anyway, I haven't been playing well recently. I have to wait until after I've had a golf lesson. And you know the way the weather is going in Ireland these days? It'll probably pour rain by the time we get to the ninth hole, and I haven't got any waterproofs. Actually, why don't I go to the seaside? You know, a good bit of wild water swimming or sea swimming or whatever. We used to just call it going for a swim. A bit of that would do me good. Look, I know I'm due to play in this Golf Society Captain's Prize on Thursday. But you look, the company is all that matters. I don't really need to play today. Anyway, I've got a booking for tomorrow. I could wait and see, and I'll just cancel today. Oh, yes. There are probably about half a dozen more reasons. Like, oh, my electric car is out of charge. Or anything at all like that. Probably a load of them that I could come up with, or that you could come up with if you're thinking of getting back into golf and yet you haven't yet got the obsession which would say, come hell or high water, I'm playing today. Sorry guys, I can't do the gardening today. Sorry guys, I can't clean the kitchen before I go out. Sorry guys, I know you're going to brunch and I'd love to be with you, but I got my golf. Or else. I'm always playing on Saturday morning. I've got my regular people to play with. So it is... I suppose it's like getting back into anything. I'm just thinking about getting back into skydiving. I mean, what would it be like to be getting back into skydiving? I'd certainly need lessons. I'd certainly be thinking about, oh look, that was a young man's sport. Bungee jumping. If I haven't done a bungee jump since I was 22, it wouldn't be that easy to get back into it. Getting back into crocheting, knitting, getting back into playing bridge, getting back into fly fishing. I mean, is there any difference about golf? And of course, if you have a choice between will I get back into golf or will I get back into playing darts with all those lovely creamy pints and chatter in the pub? Well, you might find that an easy choice, because getting back into something probably means that you have a chunk of time that you could carve out and you could spend it playing golf. And when you were young, you probably did other things. You might have played, let's call it, during the World Cup, let's call it soccer. You might have been into soccer when you were, playing on the street. Now there's five-a-side football for people in their 60s, people in their 65s, 70s, etc. Of course, there is the other thing about getting back into golf is that you might have to negotiate with another person so that you could go. You might have to book the dog into a dog minder. And when you were playing golf as a teenager, you didn't have to negotiate with anybody. No, you might even have been driven to golf by your parent or your friend's mother or father. So then you were actually supported. What if you don't have a supportive father? No, I mean a supportive partner, and that you've somehow set up a life partnership with somebody who doesn't like golf or doesn't have any interest and certainly wouldn't spend some of their time supporting you. Maybe you didn't play golf at all and they don't know anything about your golf and your buried attachment to the game. Have I covered all the difficulties about getting back into golf? Oh, I think in another episode I'll cover how easy it is to get back into golf. Yes, the counter arguments to say that golf is just what you need. Yes, as some people would put it, golf can be soul recovery time. Soul recovery time. I think I'll have to pass back to the clubhouse.